Hello and welcome. My name is Bryna Haynes, and I'm the chief editor for Inspired Living Publishing. I've created this audio class to support you in understanding the particular focus and requirements for your story submission to Inspired Living Publishing's latest collaborative book project, Courageous Hearts. This audio is offered in addition to our four masterclass audio recordings, which you'll find in your Author Resource Center. Please be sure to listen to all of the audios before you start writing so you can create a powerful story, which is a perfect match for this project and will make the maximum impact on our readers. Today's class is entitled Courageous Hearts, an Editorial Overview. In this class, we'll explore how you can identify the most appropriate moment of your personal experience to serve as the basis for your story submission in this anthology. Some of the questions I'll be answering for you today include, what is a courageous heart moment? What types of stories are appropriate for this project? What types of stories are not appropriate for this project? And what other resources can you utilize as you begin your writing process? All of the stories featured in Inspired Living Publishing's projects are, at their hearts, teaching stories. Throughout your story, you will share your personal experience with our readers in a way that helps them grow as you have grown. So let's begin with our first question. What is a courageous heart moment? Courage comes in many forms. Sometimes it's loud and brash, but more often it's quiet, and it comes from that still place inside us that the noise and chaos of daily life can't touch. It's the voice that inspires us to live in our truth, even in the face of overwhelming fear, vulnerability, and opposition. A courageous heart moment is one where you chose to step out of your comfort zone and be true to yourself regardless of any outside factors. It's the moment in which you chose to live from your own truth and walk your own path, no matter how frightening or uncertain the way ahead appeared. Once you made that choice, something happened. Something shifted. First in your inner world and then in your outer world, and your life was never the same again. So your courageous heart moment doesn't have to be earth-shattering, at least not from an outside perspective, but it's a moment where you chose to follow your heart's lead despite everything that was pushing you in the opposite direction. It's the moment where you released all of your shoulds and your can'ts and your could-haves and made a soul-connected choice that moved you forward into greater authenticity, connection, and expansion. Courageous Hearts is a project that is intended to honor every woman's sacred journey back to herself. So no matter what courage looks like for you, it's vital for women everywhere to get that glimpse of your journey so they can make similarly powerful choices for themselves in their own lives. The world needs our courage right now. So this is your chance to dig deep and bring out your inner light for everyone to see. What kinds of stories are appropriate for this project? Your story will be told from the first person point of view, meaning from the I perspective. It's you talking about you. And your story will focus on a moment or a series of moments during which you experienced heart-centered courage and made choices from that place of deep connection. So as long as the focus of your story is on that courageous moment of choice, your story can be about pretty much anything. It can be about your work, your health, your relationships, your spiritual life, or anything else. It could describe an earth-shattering epiphany, a grand adventure, a climactic conversation, or just a quiet internal shift that changed the direction of your life. As long as the moment you choose to write about involved a courageous choice made from that deep heart connection, you can make it work in your story. It doesn't have to be a universal moment. Readers will be able to relate to any story you choose to tell as long as you share deeply and fully the emotions you were experiencing at the time of your big moment. So I'll talk about this in greater detail in the masterclass audio recordings, but for now, I'll just say it's not about what you did, it's about how you felt when you did it. And if you write with your whole heart and share the deep emotion around your story, readers will be able to connect with even the most quote unquote out there or woo woo experiences. So don't be afraid to go there. If you had a courageous heart moment that was connected to something that was truly out of this world, don't be afraid to share it. It's the emotion that makes it relatable. So once you've identified the moment about which you want to write, set up your story around it. So delve into what was going on before you had your courageous heart moment. What did life feel like when you were still making choices that didn't honor your heart and your truth? And what changed once you connected to your courageous heart? So here's a really simple example of how that might look in a story. Let's say that you really wanted to start your own business, but you were caught up in the shoulds of your family's beliefs around success. You kept making choices that weren't aligned with your truth, and as a result, you felt trapped and stressed and overwhelmed and even angry. So you want to describe that place of stuckness to your readers. What did a day in your life back then look like and feel like? What thoughts ran through your head every day and every time you thought about giving up all of your shoulds to do what you loved? And then in real time, meaning just as you would create a scene from a novel or a movie, share yourself as almost a story character. In real time, share the moment when you were able to tune into your heart's true desire and connect with it more strongly than ever before. Let the reader feel this with you. What did you see? What did you feel or touch or smell or taste? What forces could you feel pushing you toward or maybe away from your heart and your inner courage? Then, when you've tapped into your courage and made your first choice or series of choices from that empowered place, share how that felt in your mind and your body and your heart. What looked and smelled and tasted different in your world? What did you let go of? What did you learn? What events resulted from this choice in both your inner and outer worlds? And finally, you'll close the story by sharing how your courageous choice brought lasting change into your life and how you connect to your courageous heart today. So what I've just described is one example of a potential story arc. You can find more information about how to create story arc for a teaching story in our masterclass audios, classes 1 and 2. So just to kind of get your juices flowing, I will share that you can structure your story in several ways. You can do what I just described. You can start with the past in the time before you had your courageous heart experience and then move through your story and on to the conclusion. And the climax of the story is really your courageous heart moment. You can also start your story in the moment that your shift occurred and then snap back to the past to fill in the backstory before leading the reader through your transformation and back to the present. Finally, you can start your story in the here and now with a snapshot of your daily life and then return to the past to share how different things were before you made your courageous heart choice. Personally, I think the first two approaches are the most powerful because they meet readers where they are. Readers want to get to where you are right now, but they relate much more to where you used to be. So I think those first two approaches are the most powerful, but any of those three approaches and even something completely different could work as long as you approach them from that place of sharing deep emotion and being really authentic about your experience. So please feel free to use your creativity and write from a place of intuition and inspiration. Moving on, what kinds of stories are not appropriate for this project? The stories published by Inspired Living Publishing are all about personal growth. They are teaching stories because they provide examples to readers about what's possible if they follow their hearts, souls, and divine inspiration. So because that's the end result of all of our stories, we want to steer clear of any kind of blame and shame drama or any fictionalized accounts. Our stories are for real women by real women. And, you know, since most of you are already familiar with our brand and mission, I really don't expect this to be an issue. But if you have any questions or you need clarification, feel free to check in with me. Another thing that we want to avoid is treating the story like an article or blog post. This is a teaching story in the sense that readers will learn from your journey, but I don't want to see lists of things that readers can do to be more courageous in their lives or instructions for readers about how to tap into their heart's courage. This is your personal, intimate story about a moment or moments in your life. It's not a how-to. We have, after every story, our reflection questions, which draw out the lessons of your story. So if there is a particular point you want to make, something you really want to emphasize about your story, add it to your notes in your submissions file, and we can talk about putting that in the questions that follow your story. We don't want to try to work that instructional piece into the story itself because it diverts from the narrative. So basically, a good way to sort of check this is if you find yourself writing directly to your reader, if you're using you to refer to the reader, kind of as I'm doing right now in this instructional audio, if you're talking to you, you are on the wrong track and need to rein your story back in to focus on your own experience and your own feelings. So if you notice that shift from first person, which is the I perspective, to second person, which is talking to you as the reader, if you notice that shift happening, you're probably slipping into that sort of article blog post mode, and you just want to pull it back and go back to your own story. Next, although there is a really strong marketing and business growth component to this project, which is probably a big part of the reason why you're here, and that's awesome, we don't want to bring that directly into your story. So we only want to mention your business or brand in the story itself if your business has a direct bearing on the moment about what you've choose to write, about what you've chosen to write, excuse me. This story is an opportunity for readers to get to know you better. And if readers resonate with you and your message, they can learn more about you and what you do in the bio section in the back of the book. So your story is where you introduce yourself, you show up authentically, you present yourself as relatable to all of the readers, but it's just not the place to sell your brand. Finally, if you've contributed to one or more of our previous collaborative books, I am so happy to welcome you back. I'm so glad that you're here with us again. Just keep in mind that I don't want to see a revision of one of your previous submissions as your story for Courageous Hearts. And I totally understand that for many of you, your personal story is pretty tightly integrated with your brand and message. And that's fine. And we want to honor that. But there are definitely more than just a few story-worthy moments in your life to choose from. Chances are, if I know you and I know the type of women that love to participate in these projects, you have maybe dozens, maybe even hundreds of courageous heart moments to choose from. So don't revert to the same stories that you tell all the time. Dig deep and let something new and creative bubble up for you. If I think your submission reads too closely to what we've published before, I am going to send it back to you for a rewrite. So let that that new expression of your courage just bubble up and let that inform your story before you submit, so we don't have to do any additional work to rewrite it. Finally, I'd love to mention a few other resources that I, Linda Joy, and the team at Inspired Living Publishing have created to help you in your story creation process. So as I mentioned at the beginning of this audio, we also have 4 additional audio masterclasses to assist you in your writing process. These are Class 1, Choosing Your Story, Class 2, Story Crafting, Class 3, Language Flow and Other Self-Editing Basics, and Class 4, What to Expect from the Editorial Process. So in Class 1, we'll delve deeper into how to identify the climactic moment in your life experience that will be the focus of your story submission. And we'll talk in a lot more depth about the particular requirements of a teaching story for this type of book and for the way that we at Inspired Living Publishing like to frame things and present things for our readership. In class two, story crafting, we'll explore story arc, which I briefly mentioned earlier in this audio, but we'll go into a lot more depth in class two. We'll talk about tapping into the emotion of your story, how to create linear story flow, how to make your story relatable, choosing the appropriate point of view. So there'll be more information on how to write in first person and what that means. And finally, how to become your own story heroine. So I'll also in that class offer some writing tips for completing your first draft. So there's a lot of great material in there. In class three, which is language flow and other self-editing basics, we'll talk about what to look for in your self-editing process and how you can hone your story so that it says more about you and what you want to express. So we'll talk about word choices. We'll talk about sentence structure. We'll talk about flow, all those things that you can hone and target in your writing to make it even more powerful. Finally, in class four, we'll talk about what to expect from the editorial process. We'll review the flow of the editing process step by step, and I will give you some options to consider if you do find yourself needing some extra help creating your story or matching our submissions guidelines. These classes are all available in audio format, just like the class you're listening to now, or you can download transcripts as PDF files. They do contain important information that will be valuable to you as you write and self-edit your submission for this project. So please take the time to listen to the audios and read the transcripts before you start writing. Even if you've contributed to previous publications, it might be helpful for you to review these. And it's really my hope that these classes will answer any questions or uncertainties you have about the focus and quality of the stories we're looking for in Courageous Hearts. Also, while they're not directly related to this process, I do have a number of blog posts on inspiredlivingpublishing.com and aspiremag.net. And these might offer some additional inspiration just in regard to your actual writing process and how you relate to your writing process and your creative energy. So again, they're not directly tied into this project, but if you are looking for additional inspiration to spur your writing, you might want to check those out. So this concludes our audio class for Courageous Hearts, an editorial overview. I am so excited to read all of your stories. So please remember, if you do have questions during your writing process, you can email me at submissions@inspiredlivingpublishing.com. I can almost always get back to you within 24 to 48 hours. So don't struggle through something. If you have a burning question, go ahead and reach out to me. I'm happy to help. So have a blessed day, happy writing, and I just can't wait to see what you create.